passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. You may think the North Sea is a large stretch of cold, lifeless grey water, but you'd be wrong. It's teeming with life, as you'll soon find out if you join one of DFDS Seaways' Miracle of Migration mini-cruises. Dylan Walker is the wildlife tour guide.
The North Sea is one of the most productive ecosystems in the world. That's why it's been so important for our fisheries. And when we cross it, we not only see large numbers of seabirds, sometimes also whales and dolphins, but also this part of Europe is one of the most important highways for migrating birds in the Northern Hemisphere.
And what kinds of birds then you'd like to see, say, on an autumn migration?
Well, you name it, and it possibly could turn up. On this trip, we're looking for birds both on the ship as we're travelling, in this case from Harwich in East Anglia, through to the Danish coast and a place called the Wadden Sea, which is an internationally important stopover, refuelling spot, if you like, for migrating birds. And everything from some things you might see in a garden, like robins and blackbirds that people don't realise actually migrate in huge numbers, through to seabirds like gannets, which is Europe's largest seabird and a very important bird in the UK. Wading birds, ducks, you name it, we can see it on this trip.
In terms of the trip, is it all on board the boat, or are you going off the boat and seeing birds on land as well?
Yeah, we're really lucky because we call this trip the Miracle of Migration mini cruise because it's a short 3-day break. We sail across the North Sea looking for seabirds, and also we have birds landing on the ship to rest. When we arrive in Denmark, we go to a beautiful little island called Fanø, which is the top of the Wadden Sea. And the Wadden Sea is a very shallow sea on the eastern side of the North Sea. It's very, very important for particularly ducks, geese, and wading birds, which are feeding in the shallow, muddy waters. But we also see a lot of smaller birds, what we call passerines. These are perching birds. And at late September, they're leaving Scandinavia because during the wintertime, Scandinavia is obviously a very cold place. Snow arrives, and any birds that are feeding on the ground or feed on insects, the snow comes along, and that makes that impossible. So on lucky days on this particular island, we can see 50 or 100,000 birds flying over, leaving Scandinavia, heading south to Britain or even to sub-Saharan Africa, so it's quite a sight.
And you mentioned that some birds end up on the ship. I mean, I take it that's just gulls, isn't it?
You would think, but look a little bit closer and spend a bit more time, especially if you get up early in the morning, and you'll often find that there are migrating birds, land birds as well, which are crossing the North Sea. For example, on our trip, we had three really interesting birds. We had a brambling, which is a small finch, breeds in Scandinavia and winters in the UK, and it feeds almost entirely on beech mast. That's the seeds from beech trees. So a lot of birds leaving Norway and Sweden and arriving in Britain, and we had a beautiful little male brambling, which is a gorgeous orange and black colour, small bird about the size of a canary, landing on the ship. We also had a meadow pipit, what people call a little brown job, not very exciting to look at, but millions of these birds are travelling south from places like Iceland and Northern Europe and wintering in Britain. So Britain's a very important wintering area. And then thirdly, and a completely different bird again, we had a bird called a dunlin, which is a shorebird, a wading bird, landed on the ship, and we all got wonderful views of it. Actually, to be honest, sitting on top of a lorry on the car deck, not where you'd expect to see one, because they actually winter in estuaries, on estuaries in Britain. They breed in the high Arctic, and they spend their winter time feeding up, refueling in places like the Wash, the Severn Estuary, and again, Britain, very important place for a big part of the world population of dunlins. So fantastic to see all these birds actually landing on the ship.
And when you're actually on the Wadden Sea and on Fanø itself then, what do you think is going to be the most spectacular thing you're going to see?
Well, we've just completed a trip, and I think for most people it was two things. One is the huge numbers of wading birds which are actually feeding out on the estuary in the Wadden Sea. And as the tide comes in, these birds are constantly flying up together, forming huge clouds. In fact, the Danish word for this is black sun. It's a well-known word in this part of Denmark because they see this on a regular basis. But for us, it's absolutely spectacular. And if you can imagine a black shimmering cloud that suddenly flicks and turns white as all the birds turn in the same direction at the same time, tens of thousands of birds showing first their dark upper sides and then their white bellies and then back again. It really is one of the most spectacular sights in nature. But on top of that, what we have on the island of Fanø, the place that we visit, is what we call visual bird migration. So most small birds, robins, warblers, thrushes, they're migrating at night time. They're basically using the stars as a way to help them navigate. But as dawn breaks, they then look for somewhere to shelter. And they will then continue their migration partially during the daytime until they've found somewhere to rest. So we've seen probably 30 or 40 different species of birds constantly flying over our heads throughout the day. And that in itself is really spectacular and amazing to watch.
That's Dylan Walker, wildlife tour guide on the DFDS Seaways Miracle of Migration mini cruise.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear more at passionforfreshideas.com.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Interviews on demand.
Interviews when you want them.
This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com or click through from passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.